Hi, and welcome to Fosrock's 11th podcast in the series. I'm Hazel Lowe, Marketing Manager for the UK and Ireland, and today we're looking at some social value projects Fosrock's been involved with. The type of support can vary from donations to volunteering, and can be anything from helping essential public services like schools and hospitals to environmental work. What all the projects do have in common, though, is their links to construction projects and a real feel-good factor that comes from the industry working together for good causes. Our next guest is Kyle Newman, who is a project manager at Concrete Repairs Limited. Welcome, Kyle. Thank you for joining us for this podcast on social value. Firstly, before we crack on with the interview, I wanted to give some context about how Fosrock and CRL have worked together previously on social value. So the two companies have a long history of working closely together, with CRL using Fosrock products for many refurbishment projects across the UK. One of the largest road infrastructure refurb projects in the country is the A19 underpass in the northeast, where CRL are using Fosrock's RenderRock dry spray repair material. So earlier this year, I met with CRL's social value and sustainability manager to do some volunteering at Nunthorpe Academy School in Middlesbrough to help students take part in the Green Energy Challenge. This was run by North Yorkshire Business and Education Partnership. Since then, we've been looking at the next opportunity to work together on social value. And when Kyle got in touch recently with me about supporting Jersey General Hospital in connection with a repair job for a nearby car park that we were working on, we jumped at the chance. Kyle, can you explain a little bit about the multi-storey car park project and who's involved?
Yes, so the project is at Patriotic Street Car Park in St Helier, Jersey, and CRL are the principal contractor appointed by the States of Jersey to undertake the refurbishment works at the car park. The project has been ongoing since July and we expect to continue until late April. The refurb includes renewing of the deck waterproofing, doing the steelwork painting, but also concrete repairs, mastic joint replacement, anti-carbonation coatings to all the walls and the soffits throughout the car park. And this is done using Fosrock's suite of repair materials.
Thanks, Kyle. Also, I wanted to ask how the social value aspect ties in with the work CRL carries out.
Yeah, as part of the CRL tender process, when we tried to win these works, we demonstrate our ability to successfully deliver these meaningful social values to the local community. And we've got a vast case studies that demonstrate what we've done in the past projects. CRL commit to sourcing local materials, local labour, and we work with local trades to complete our projects, but we also want to provide a positive impact to the local community not necessarily associated with the project during our time here.
Okay, and how did the idea of working with the hospital to support their wellbeing initiatives come about?
So firstly, it's worth saying that the car park is a neighbouring building to the hospital, literally a stone's throw over the road. And secondly, the car park is part leased by the hospital for use by doctors, nurses, other hospital staff, patients, visitors. So that gave us a clear avenue to explore, knowing that we could have a notable impact if we managed to get in touch with the right channels. Thankfully, I was introduced to two members of the Jersey Community and Wellbeing Services team, and from there we've been able to discuss what contributions we can provide to them for a range of ideas.
What will the sponsorship money help support?
So the money's kindly donated by Fosrock and Kestrel Construction Products is going to be used to sponsor the hospital's 2023 Christmas Advent calendar. It's a heartwarming initiative whereby the hospital staff are invited to nominate other members of staff for notable contributions and acts of kindness from the past 12 months. And from the 1st of December, 24 prizes will be won by those nominated to spread some Christmas goodwill. And the monies will be going towards those prizes.
Okay, and lastly, are there any plans for more social value work connected with CRL projects?
Absolutely. So on this project specifically, we currently employ two agency staff from an agency that are dedicated to supporting those who are finding it difficult to get back into work. But also we're looking at how we can support the hospital further and other local businesses to the car park. Outside of this project, CRL work closely with all their partners, such as Fosrock, on projects across the UK to deliver as much social value as possible.
Thanks, Kyle. That's been really helpful in understanding the work that's been done there. Next up is another collaborative initiative. On the 22nd of November 2023, Fosrock got together with contractors Balvac, Balfour Beatty and Mott MacDonald for sphagnum moss planting. This was basically a volunteering day with the National Trust at Snake Pass Summit in the Peak District, where we planted what are known as moss plugs. Each plug has 16 different varieties in it to give it the best chance of survival in the peat. We covered 2 hectares in total and planted 4,600 plugs towards the National Trust's annual target of 400,000. The idea of this, if all goes to plan, is in 150 to 200 years, the moss will spread exponentially to improve the peat ground, help prevent flooding, and become an effective firebreak to stop the spread of heath and fires. The ranger that came out with us that day will now explain some more.
My name is James, and I'm area ranger for the Snake and Derwent area of the High Peak National Trust. We've been doing sphagnum moss planting, which is part of our large-scale moorland restoration programme, which is all about preserving peat and re-wetting the moors, slowing water runoff and raising the water table. Sphagnum moss is a key part of this process, as it basically acts like a giant sponge, holding the water rather than letting it flow away and further erode the peat, which would release carbon stored away thousands of years ago. In the right conditions, sphagnum mosses are key to the formation of new peat. And while we're way off being at that point, we need to act now. And given the scale of the task, there's no way we'd be able to achieve our restoration targets without the help of volunteers.
Thanks, James. Finally, we have Paul Franklin from Balvac. This was recorded on site on the actual day when it was very windy, so you'll have to excuse the sound and try and work out what he's saying.
Paul Franklin from Balvac, Swift's Concrete Repairs. A great opportunity, really, to share the day in some, giving something back to the environment.
And you probably felt, anyone who's listening, that the weather conditions are quite challenging today, so have you wrapped up warm?
More than a little talented, yeah. It's been very difficult to see beyond the front of yourself, and it's a great day still. And yeah, everybody's tough, yeah.
Thanks to Paul for taking that interview while we were a little windswept. So there you have it, a few of the things we've been working on for social value. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and found it helpful in understanding a bit about what we're doing. Please do tune in for our next episode in the series, which is all about our latest innovations in joint sealants. Thank you, and bye for now.